Let's go to some of these terms that we hear bandied about a lot, and a lot of people probably don't understand what's being referred to. Let's talk about it here for just a minute in the few minutes we have remaining. I'm going to mention the term, going to let you immediately provide a definition in rapid fire succession. Okay, let's start.
Okay.
Imam. What is a Muslim imam?
That is a Muslim minister, preacher, however you want to use the term, a Muslim teacher at a mosque.
While we're talking about imams, we heard during the time that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was the leader there in Iran, he used the phrase the 12th imam. That is a part of Islamic eschatology. Talk a little bit about who the 12th imam was, or the Mahdi.
Right. That is their, I'll use the term loosely here, that is the Muslim Messiah that they are looking for to return. Dave, you and I, of course, and I think Sam and probably Gary all agree on this, we feel that that Muslim Mahdi or the 12th Imam that they're looking for will be who the Bible calls the Antichrist.
Taqiyya. What is the Islamic practice of taqiyya?
Well, Sam defined that really well several weeks ago. I was listening to the program when President Trump was in Saudi Arabia. It is the ability of Muslims to lie to infidels. Now, they will not lie to each other, but they will lie to the infidels. And Sam used the term royal taqiyya when he was talking about President Trump being in Saudi Arabia and the Saudi Arabian, you know, crown prince and so forth, all of them rolling out the red carpet for him. It was an example of royal taqiyya. In other words, they're trying to lie to him, trying to deceive him, because in their mind he's an infidel. That's what they're talking about, their ability to lie, and it'd be perfectly okay for them to lie to the infidel. And Dave, we got to be aware that they do that when groups like CARE, the Muslim Brotherhood, in other words, says things, advises members of Congress, so forth. They're telling lies to deceive us, and we've got to be aware of that.
Dan, what is meant by the word demitude? Now, that's not a word that's heard a lot in the media, but we've brought it up a number of times in days gone by on this program. What is the Islamic practice of demitude?
It is a practice of taxing infidels in a country where Islam is in the majority. Many times infidels will be killed, but they can also be forced to pay a tax the Muslim community in that country does not have to pay.
Dan, I want to end here with this terminology, and that is, we'll hear it mentioned a lot, the Islamic or the Muslim confession. What is meant by the Muslim confession? And then, Dan, as a follow-up on that, what is meant by the five pillars of Islam? Talk about the confession and then the five pillars.
Okay, the Muslim confession is the first of the five pillars, and it simply says this: there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, or Muhammad is his messenger. It is the way that Muslims convert to Islam. It is the first of the five pillars, and of course they have five altogether. These are things that Muslims must do, some of them every day, some of them, you know, once in their lifetime. They must pay tithes, basically money, you know, to the poor, alms to the poor. They must make in their lifetime a pilgrimage to Mecca. They must pray five times a day facing the city of Mecca, recite the Muslim confession. Is number four. It's actually the first of the list, but that's four of them. And the fifth one, David, slipped my mind.
They have to fast during the month of Ramadan.
Yes, fast from sunrise to sunset during the month of Ramadan. And Dave, once that that fast is over at sunset, it's party time. After that, they'll eat and do whatever, but they fulfill their requirement from sunrise to sunset during the month of Ramadan.
Dan, what we tried to do on this program is end the program in prayer, and I'm going to ask you to do that as we exit the program momentarily. But before we do, I just want to quickly mention this. Dr. Frank Gaffney, Center for Security Policy, has said that there are three stages in a non-Islamic country as Islam makes its advance that the country moves through. Three stages, the first stage being accommodation, second stage, agitation, the third stage, the subjugation. And Dr. Gaffney has said America is thoroughly ensconced in stage two.